Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Carol Larson. Thank you for joining me today on this Lunchtime Classics here in our performance studio. And I'm proud to say we have a great performance today. We have several people, students and faculty from Tennessee State University. And I'm delighted that they're here and giving us this wonderful selection of different kinds of instruments and music and all kinds of things. And we're going to jump right into it because people certainly want to hear the music and not me. We're going to begin with a student performance. This is Michelle McBride from Tennessee State University. She's from California, and she's a junior majoring in commercial music, and she's a violist. She's going to play the Courante from the Bach Suite No. 1. Help me welcome Michelle McBride. And our first performer this afternoon on Lunchtime Classics here was Michelle McBride, violist from Tennessee State University. And Michelle is a commercial music major. She's a junior. Thank you, Michelle. And before we get to our next performer, I'm going to call Dr. Vicki King to the microphone here. She is the coordinator of keyboard studies here at Tennessee State University. Good afternoon, Dr. Vicki King.
Good afternoon.
I have to also say that Vicki King is my piano teacher, so there you go. Tell us a little bit about Tennessee State and maybe the music program also.
We're delighted to be here, and thank you in the studio for coming. Tennessee State University was founded in 1912. We have approximately 9,000 students. In the music department, we have a faculty of over 40, and we have student music majors of about 175. And we have two programs, undergraduate programs, one in music education and a very large commercial music program. Because of the being in Nashville vicinity, we have the access to studios and many opportunities for our students to have internships in the studios in Nashville. We are delighted to be here. We also offer a master's degree in music education.
Awesome. Great information about that.
And Leandria, who's going to play for you, she is on music education.
Yes, she is. That's a good intro to our next performer, Leandria Lott, violinist from Huntsville, Alabama. And she's going to perform the Sicilianda by Maria Teresa von Paradis, composer born in 1759. And Leandria recently performed this piece on a concert for Women's History Month at Tennessee State University. Help me welcome Leandria Lott.
Thank you.
That was violinist Leandria Lott from Huntsville, Alabama, a music education major at Tennessee State University. Good afternoon. I'm Carol Larson. This is Lunchtime Classics live in our performance studio here in downtown Louisville. And we're going to go to our next performer now, and we have Stefan Petrescu, violinist, and Vicky King is at the piano here. And Stefan, you're on the faculty right there, and you're going to play the Sonata in D Major by Jean-Marie Leclerc. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this piece?
Sure. Jean-Marie Leclerc was actually considered the founder of the French violin school, and he wrote about 50, 60 sonatas for violin.
Is quite
incredible.
A choice.
Yes, incredible type of techniques there. And he had three wives.
Really?
One was a dancer, one was an engraver, and the third one was a harpsichord player.
Well, there you go.
And he ended up dead. He was stabbed, but apparently by the second wife.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a story and a half.
Yes.
You are in the faculty at Tennessee. How long have you been
teach,
there?
I teach violin and viola, so both the students.
They're your students.
Yeah,
awesome.
My students.
Thank you very much. Here is Stefan Petrescu and Dr. Vicky King at the piano.
Thank you.
Violinist Stefan Petrescu with pianist Vicky King performing the Sonata in D Major by Jean-Marie Leclerc. What a fun piece of music to play, I should say. And you guys look like you're having a lot of fun. Both Stefan and Vicky on the music faculty at Tennessee State University. And it's students and faculty from that university that are performing for us today at this Lunchtime Classics. And we go now to our next performer, hornist Christian Codrianu and pianist Vicky King. And Christian, you and Stefan are both from Romania, correct?
Yes, we are.
And you're going to perform a piece called Nocturna by Paunescu, written in 1951. This is a composer I know nothing about.
Yes. Gheorghe Paunescu was a professor of horn and a very talented composer. He had the position of horn professor at the Bucharest Conservatory. And actually, after he retired, my teacher took his position and performed this piece for the first time in 1953.
So he did the premiere, your teacher?
Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic.
It's a beautiful piece. It's romantic, and it's inspired from a poem written by another Romanian poet, Mihail Eminescu. And I have here a translation of it, which, of course, translations don't
right.
do very well, go from one language to another, but this is pretty good. Over the woods, the moon's afloat, leaves move softly in the breeze. Midst the branching alder trees, sounds the horn its plaintive note. Further, through the forest deep, farther yet and yet more faint, blows again the sweet complaint, promise of eternal sleep. While my heart to you is borne, why does fade away your sound? Will you once for me resound the melancholy hunter's horn?
Beautiful. So the Nocturna by Paunescu. We have Christian Codrianu on the horn and Vicky King at the piano.
Thank you.
That was hornist Christian Codrianu and pianist Vicky King performing the Nocturna by Paunescu. Wonderful, beautiful piece of music, I should say. And they're going to go on now with another piece here, one of the two hunting pieces by Emil Kronke, German composer, right? His Opus 59?
Emil Kronke, German composer and pianist. He also wrote some horn quartets. But what is interesting about this piece, I loved it very much when I first heard it. It is the hunter's way of communication. The horn was the voice of the hunters. Mm-hmm. They could communicate, actually. They could even say, they have different signals for, hey, I'm chasing a wolf or I'm chasing a buck. Well, this piece ends with a couple of high C's, which in hunter's language means a bear is chasing the horn player.
A bear is chasing a horn player.
So if I miss them, it's just because of the bear.
The bear got you. I got it. Okay. Christian Codrianu, hornist with Vicky King at the piano. One of the two hunting pieces by Emil Kronke. I can see the bear did not get you, but the glasses went to the piano. A little percussion with our hunting song. That was a hunting piece by Emil Kronke, Opus 59, number one.
May I say here, as the pianist, I looked up and I thought he's lost part of the horn because I saw this metal thing coming off.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But it's the glasses.
The glasses, okay. Well, you know, those reading glasses will get you every time. It's better the glasses than the bear, okay? Okay, we're going to continue on now with Lunchtime Classics this afternoon with Stefan Petrescu again, violinist, faculty member from Tennessee State University, as was Christian Codrianu and Vicky King. And Stefan and Vicky are going to perform the Bartok Romanian folk dances. How fun. Both of you are Romanian, and this must be very special for you then.
Yes, it's so interesting. I'll tell you a few things about those dances after I tell a few words about Bartok, which is like also considered a founder of Hungarian music. First, it's interesting that he was born actually on Romanian territory, yeah. Originally Back Transylvanian, then. Yes. Right. And he used a lot of other people's music, like Albanian, even Arab music. Like he had like few hundreds of those little tunes, Romanian, Bulgarian. And, of course, we know that toward the end of his life, he came in the States, mm-hmm. and because the Nazi regime in the 1940s, and then he died here in New York in 1945. There are six Romanian dances, and I'm going to talk a bit about every one of them. And it's interesting that the actually Romanian dances are very different than the Bartok approach. Mm-hmm. The music is almost there, but Bartok approach is very refined, very a little spiritual, consider, you know, the motion and the fast movement in the dances. The first one is called Game with Stick or Dance with Stick. So lots of the dances there are performed with a stick, like a cane mm-hmm. length.
Sure.
And they're very, most of them are male dances, and they're very strong. And then you'll hear that strong pace, like peasant,
mm-hmm.
pom, pom, like almost like Bidlo in mm-hmm. Ravel's work or Mussorgsky's work. The second one is called the belt. And the reason it's called the belt is they dance so fast in the real dance, they have to keep their balance, and they have to keep the hands on their belt for two reasons. One's to keep the balance, and second, to keep their pants on. obviously.
Okay.
don't forget, those are fast dances. The third dance, which is called still, it's very interesting because it has a little bit of Macedonian influence, and you'll hear immediately what I'm talking about. And the shepherds in my country are using a fish scale, which they put on their palate. And then when they miss the home, and they are playing with this fish scale, which gives it almost like a saw sound, like woo, very, very weird, very ethereal sound. And you'll hear that in the third movement called Still. The fourth movement is called Alpine Horns. And exactly like Christian was telling you about the horn situation on hunting signals, the same thing, our ancestors used to signal each other, like the Romans are coming mm-hmm. or the Turks are coming. And those shepherds will signal with a very interesting alpine horn, a little different than the Swiss one. The Swiss one looks like a pipe. The Romanian just like looks like a long didgeridoo. Mm-hmm. It's just ended like...
Didgeridoo.
Yes. And you'll hear those large, generous melodies and sound in that one, in the alpine horns. The fifth one, it's called Romanian Poarga, which they tried many explanation, like it's a... Actually, Poarga, it's a Romanian game close to baseball, which is performed in the countryside. And but I think it's just untranslatable. It's just a Romanian type of dance. It's very interesting because it goes like 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-3, 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-3. And that goes directly into the Mărunțel, the last dance, which means very little fast steps. And you'll see why that's called fast steps. So those are the Bartok Romanian dances.
Violinist Stefan Pesescu and pianist Vicky King, Bartok Romanian dances here on Classical 90.5.
Thank you.
Stefan Petrescu and pianist Vicky King with the Bartok Romanian Folk Dances. And that's our concluding work today on Lunchtime Classics. And I want to really thank the two students from Tennessee State University, Michelle McBride and Leandria Lott, as well as the faculty from Tennessee State University who came here today. And that's violinist Stefan Petrescu, hornist Christian Codrianu, and pianist Dr. Vicky King. Let's all give them a hand. Thank you so much for coming today. And good afternoon. Thank you.